Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. It's Thursday, August 30th. With our eyes on our waistlines, we're all drinking less sugar these days, and the fizz is slowly going out of Pepsi's soda and Gatorade sales. It's a trend that outgoing CEO Indra Nooyi predicted and planned for during her 12-year tenure. She continuously added bottled water, juices, and healthier snacks to the cola giant's product mix, which sounds like a smart move, except for one thing. Bottled water sales, which Pepsi counted on, are also declining as people become more and more concerned about plastic pollution. In Europe, there's a backlash against single-use plastic, and consumers in America are starting to pay attention to the planet's overwhelming plastic problem as well. All of which explains why Pepsi just struck a more than $3 billion deal to buy SodaStream, an Israeli maker of machines that allow consumers to use tap water and reusable bottles to make carbonated drinks at home. SodaStream, based in Tel Aviv, used to market the products for making your own soda. Recently, it changed its pitch, tempting consumers to make homemade seltzer water instead. And why not? Consumers are guzzling sparkling water at an unprecedented pace. Sales of the bubbly stuff were up almost 40% last year. That's far more than bottled water products overall, which rose only 7%. To some, though, the acquisition is surprising. According to the Wall Street Journal, when Pepsi launched its LifeWater brand of bottled water last year, SodaStream CEO Daniel Birnbaum scolded the bigger company. He called the bottled water industry a scam and said, "Shame on PepsiCo." Since then, however, the two companies have patched things up, reportedly claiming a shared interest in supporting a healthier planet. But some analysts are skeptical that the SodaStream acquisition will put the bubbles back in Pepsi's North American beverage business. The New York Times called the deal an idea right out of the past. In the 1800s, pharmacists would mix sweet syrups with carbonated water, not unlike the way SodaStream works today. Curious about how soda got its start? Check out our series Coke vs. Pepsi on Business Wars. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.